Welcome, welcome to episode 3 of the worst podcast ever. This is the worst podcast you could ever listen to. I advise you turn this off right now and physically destroy your phone. It's that bad. Anyway, I'm your host, Danny Two Times, and we're back again today with special guest Janice 2.0. What's up, Janice?
Yo, what up?
All right, so let's get started here. By the way, if you want to submit ideas for the podcast, any kind of news headlines that are real news going on right now that is not fake, email those to DannyMF2Times with the number 2 at gmail.com. All right, starting off today, we have some absolutely insane topics for you guys. Number one, is Superman real? Okay, a lot of people are asking about this. We did some investigating, and we're going to reveal the truth today. Number two, gravity is going to stop for a day. When is it going to happen? What are the implications? What do you need to do to prepare for that? We're going to cover all of that in our second segment today. And lastly, our third segment. This is a big one, guys. This is huge. Anybody who has watched the hit HBO series Game of Thrones at least once in the past 100 years. So if that's you, Game of Thrones has been under fire recently. There has been a recent scandal, and it actually involves you, the viewer. You could have been exposed to something, I'll just say, very, very sinister. So we're gonna get into that as well. Definitely stick around to the end of the episode to hear about that, because it's huge. Okay, it's huge. I like Game of Thrones, and I know that this is gonna hit home for me. And at the end of the episode, we're gonna be wrapping it up with the typical guest submission, checking the Gmail, see who writes in, and talking about some topics there. So Janice 2.0, you want to start us off here with our first topic? I mean, everyone's asking about it. Huge topic in the scientific community. Is Superman real?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I would love to touch on this topic. It is one that is near and dear to my heart because Superman, yes, is real. My inner child is very happy. So actually, Superman was spotted. He was getting his ass kicked by Batman, because everyone knows that the cartoon movie where Batman beats Superman is the absolute best. So yeah, actually, so that happened in real life, and they were seen. They're real. Superheroes exist. They were right outside a Starbucks on Fifth Street.
So you're saying cartoons are real?
No, not cartoons. The heroes in them, they are very much real.
But could a cartoon come to life, is what I'm asking. And if it comes to life and it's in your house, is it a mouse or is it a rat? That's kind of what
I'm asking. So in the same way that humans can become cartoons, yes, cartoons can also become human.
Okay, so right now this is what we know, guys. So it turns out Superman is real. Cartoons are coming to life actively. That's a fact now. What else is going on?
Well, because these cartoons have been coming to life, that has led lots of humans to decide to take the plunge deep into the comic realm. And that is fantastic, because see, what's happening is we're seeing sort of the great migration, if you will, where people in toons alike are able to truly be where they want and are meant to be.
Is it painful, like, becoming a cartoon?
I haven't done it myself personally, but I would imagine that it would being torn limb from limb and reconfigured into a different, universe is probably excruciating.
Excruciatingly painful, right?
I believe so, yes. But does the soul feel pain? That's a question for a later day.
I believe so. But the real question is, you know, with Superman being real, you know, why haven't we called the cops?
What are the cops going to do? The cops call Superman.
That's a good point. I mean, they got the Superman symbol in the sky. They got the Batman. Oh, they could call Batman?
How many times has Superman accidentally killed a police officer? How many times has a police officer killed Superman?
That's a great point. And it's really good math as well. Yeah, I mean, so if the cops can't do anything about Superman and he just has unlimited power, it seems, you know, the military can't stop him. Even fucking people from his own planet can't stop him. You know, all these like other super people. I didn't even really watch those movies. Did you?
You didn't watch those movies?
I mean, I watched like the one, it's like Superman Returns or something. It's like kind of like a modern-ish movie. It's pretty cool. Actually, I kind of might want to watch that at some point.
Well, now we know what we'll be doing later once we finish Game of Thrones.
That's right. We are actively watching Game of Thrones, which does, you know, pretty interesting that that's one of our topics here today. So definitely going to touch on that in a second. So yeah, I guess at the end of the day with this whole Superman issue, we just kind of have to let him be. Just let him do what he wants. He is unstoppable. So.
Well, that's not true. Batman did stop him and beat him within an inch of his life and said, you know, I could keep you alive, but I want you to live forever knowing someone beat you. So, and may I remind you, Batman has no special powers. He's just rich.
Okay, so I went and personally saw that movie, Batman vs. Superman, in person, high as shit, at my local movie theater. And it was a terrible movie, but I was also, like, oddly intrigued by it. Look, it's bullshit, guys. Throughout the movie, Superman literally, like, he's got Batman within inches of death. And Batman, he's just, like, keeps getting up. He's like, no, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. I don't give a shit. And it's like, dude, he just spared your life, like, three times in a row in a single day. And then it's like, oh, I finally made this, like, kryptonite fucking sneaky crossbow thing. And it's like, okay. Like, all right. You got him. Okay. Oh, wow. Good job, Batman. Good one time out of five attempts.
But you're talking about a human versus a non-human with superpowers.
This is what I'm saying. So, non-human with superpowers, I mean, the guy can shoot lasers and, like, cut titanium steel in half. There is a full video clip on LiveLeak of Superman getting shot.
Yeah, I sent that to you. It's real. I told you.
He's getting shot in the eyeball and the bullet.
That's how we know Superman. That's how we know he's real.
That's a good point.
So yeah, the bullet. Anyway, yeah, the bullet went straight through, ricocheted, and came right through the other eye. Crazy thing.
That doesn't make any sense. All right, moving on to the second topic here. Okay, so Janice 2.0. What? This is insane. This is probably the most insane thing I've ever heard. And it's happening tomorrow?
So yeah, actually, I really wanted to get your opinion on this one. So it's going to happen in 16 hours and 32 minutes. And so gravity is going to stop for about half a day. Just enough time for everything on Earth to no longer be held down on Earth. So I want to get your thoughts on that. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so obviously this is going to be a really huge inconvenience. So guys, set your clocks. Set your clocks for this. This is going to be huge, okay? This is happening tomorrow. What did you say, Janice? 16 hours, 32 minutes?
Well, yeah, now we're at 31 minutes.
31 minutes?
Yes.
All right, so set those clocks, guys. Set an alarm. Make sure to set multiple alarms. The gravity will stop.
There's really, honestly, let's be real, folks. There's no point in setting an alarm. However, just be prepared. That the best thing you can do is be prepared. Keep yourself in a safe space where you won't be impaled on anything by accident. Things are going to start floating around. Are the things around you heavy? Are they made of metal? Are they soft? Yes, metal.
Metal, yes.
Of course. And, oh, yes. And. This will stop. It will end eventually, but it will level the playing field because there is literally nothing that anyone can do about it.
Yeah, nothing anyone can do. Totally, totally helpless in this situation. Just like in, yeah, I mean, we all remember the first time this happened in 2005, right? It was in Indiana. Family of five, they were out at Disney World in Disney World, Indiana, one of the best Disney Worlds, and the gravity stopped when they were actually at the top of the roller coaster. Remember this?
Man, yeah.
Yeah, and they floated, I think, directly into the sun.
It definitely wasn't direct. It was very slow.
They were quoted, and I quote here, "Ah, we're flying into the sun." And there's a sizzle I'm reading.
Yes.
I'm not sure they would actually type that though, or the however this was journalistically captured would encapsulate that and actually translate it into the written word of SCZZ repeated.
Exactly. It's not doing a justice to just exactly how long it took them to finally reach the end, if you get what I'm saying, until they were unalived. Burn. Yeah, very slow burn,
as you would say.
Yes.
As they would say. This is a fake nose.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That was a strange woman that just entered our studio for a moment. She seemed to have left us some crumpets here. Very nice. Very nice.
Who's ready for some nummies?
Okay, she's placing food around the room now. Oh, what is this? Is this for me? What is this?
It's your food.
It's some sort of liquid. Ah, it's good. It's good. It's good, Scrimshaw. And there she goes. All right, anyway, we are on to our third topic here, you guys. So this is, if you have watched Game of Thrones, the hit HBO series Game of Thrones, at least once in the past 100 years, you could have been exposed to something sinister, okay? Look, I love Game of Thrones, you love Game of Thrones, and even though you're snooty know-it-all film major roommate thinks that Game of Thrones is not good because it's too mainstream, fuck that. This show is really good. It's just as good as Breaking Bad. I have spoken. Anyway, if you have watched this show, you may have been exposed to, this is huge, guys, a subliminal message in several episodes. Okay, several. What does the message say? Get this. The message was instructing people, instructing viewers to eat Chipotle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right? How much Chipotle have you had in the past month?
I plead the fifth on that.
At least 3 times, 4 times a week, Chipotle. It's, what else am I going to do? I'm gonna go to the fucking store and get some fucking groceries? What am I, a fucking schmuck? Fuck you. I'm going to get the fucking gabagool. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, you can't get food. It's, you know, it's like, oh, okay, Chipotle. It's healthy, I guess. You know, it's like, I'll get a fucking burrito bowl, chicken, little light on the cheese, and it's good. It tastes good. It's pretty healthy, right?
Fucking stunat.
Stunat. Anyway, the message, okay, it has affected at least 7 million people, 7 million Americans. And you guys can actually get checked for this, okay? If you go to GameOfThronesSubliminalMessageCheck.org, if you go there, GameOfThronesSubliminalMessageCheck.org, you can submit a form, get checked. Do it today, okay? Don't forget about this. This is very important. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting Chipotle, okay? You think it's not real. I know. Valued listener, you think it's not real. It is. And you just need to stop. You got to take a hard look at yourself. How much Chipotle have you had realistically, right?
Well, have you ever seen that documentary?
Which documentary?
The Josie and the Pussycats. It's a true story.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this, and I've seen the documentary.
Absolutely. It took place in, I think, like 1999, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I just did factcheck.org on that.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you checking on that for me. Yep. But yeah, no. So that definitely is real. Subliminal messaging is actually happening. It's all around you. So we're just saying to be aware, people. So yeah, go to that website and make sure you get checked.
Get
checked, bitch.
Get it. All right. We are on the final portion of the episode today. The guest submission portion. Let's check the Gmail. Just a reminder, guys, if you want to write into the podcast so we can talk about some cool topics, some stuff, so whatever you guys want us to talk about, it's Danny MF, the number 2, and then times at gmail.com. Danny motherfucking 2 times at gmail.com. Anyway, here we go. Guest submission. We are now scrolling the Gmail here. I'm going to pick one at random. I don't know why. That's not the protocol. We haven't really developed a standard operating procedure with this yet. So just bear with me. All right. Let's take this message from Al. Al writes in and says, "Great show, guys. Love the podcast.
Of course.
Wanted to ask Janice 2.0.
Oh.
If I could have her social security number." Oh, well, you're not gonna.
You could, but you don't.
He doesn't. What?
He could, but he doesn't. Can, could implies are you capable? May asks the question. So him saying, could I have her number, social security number? You could. But you don't.
Okay, so Janice 2.0 is taking him out on a grammatical technicality there.
One of my many character flaws. You're welcome.
All right, that was a close one, though, Al. You almost got the social security number. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in for episode 3. Make sure you check out the next episode. We're going to be talking about, did Darth Vader did, I forget what it's going to be about, but it involves Darth Vader. So we'll see you guys later. Thanks for sticking around. That rhymed. That was sweet. Thank you, Janice 2.0.
Thank you. Bye, guys. It was a pleasure. Not really. I hope you hated this entire thing. Have a terrible day.
Yep. Hope you had a terrible time. All right. Signing off.